This is a recording that is an add-on for the Body Balance call for October. And this is the stool analysis for Sharon. So I'm going to share my screen and share. Okay, so this is the comprehensive stool and digestive analysis from Doctor's Data. It has lists of stuff. I'm just going to scan through it at first and see that doesn't look like any parasites were detected, so that's a good thing. As far as yeast, no isolated yeast, but there are some microscopic yeasts in the stool. And all of the other parasites are not there. When we look at your normal flora, we like to see a lot of bifidobacter. I like to see that 3 or 4. So your bifidobacter is kind of low. Your lactobacillus is kind of low. And what that's doing is allowing some of the normal inhabitants, which are called commensals, to actually grow out of control. So they become more challenging and not so good for you. So one of the things I would recommend is upping your bifidobacter. And unless you have SIBO or suspect you have SIBO, I would say doing some lactobacillus starting orally, a good combination formula. I really like Custom Probiotics Syrup in Canada, and they have a good bifidobacter, and they also have a delactate-free. So if you are getting bloating after eating and you suspect there might be some small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, then there might be, given some of these other bacteria. My recommendation would, if I were you, I would probably get some of the 4-strain or 5-strain, I can't remember, 4 or 5, bifidobacter from Custom Probiotics along with the delactate-free, and just start with very small amounts and gradually build it up. Your body has to get used to these new organisms, and sometimes it'll revolt a little if you go too fast. So just start with a little pinch and then gradually work it up to the scoop that they give you with it. That should be able to help you to balance these commensals. And it might help to balance these dysbiotics, but that's really high. The Enterobacter is really, really high at this point. So let's see what the test show or the when they do the sensitivity shows. And that's towards the bottom. So the Enterobacter and the Enterobacter, and I think the other one might be done too. Yeah, they did both. Okay. So what this is they've actually looked at this bug and they've challenged it with some natural substances. They've also challenged it with some antibiotics. And I know you probably want to go with the natural approach. There are 3 antibiotics that would kill it off. There are a couple of high sensitivity natural stuff, right? You are showing that it's not at all sensitive to oregano, black walnut, or berberine. And these are common ingredients that a lot of people take, and a lot of people become resistant. You know, you've heard of antibiotic resistance. Same thing here. This bug is also resistant to oregano, black walnut, and berberine. So we're not going to do any of the normal kind of things, but they both are sensitive to uva ursi, grapefruit seed extract, and silver. Colloidal silver. So one of the things you might consider would be to get these 3, uva ursi, you can get them as a tincture, you can get it as capsules, grapefruit seed extract. Know that if you get it as a liquid, it does have a very bitter taste. You can also get it as capsules, and silver. And the best thing to do, especially given that you have a lot of resistance already to several of these that are tested, then what I would recommend you do is you alternate weeks with these. So maybe do a week, 5 days to a week of uva ursi, followed by 5 days to a week of grapefruit seed, followed by 5 days to a week of silver, colloidal silver, and then go back and start again. It may take probably 3 cycles, given the amounts you have here, and I would continue to do that. You know, continue to stay on the low glycemic, don't feed this stuff, support your immune system. And berberine is something that a lot of people use to support the immune system, but these bugs are, they're like, nope, they're not going to get killed by it. So that's what I would recommend is you get these 3, follow the directions on whatever dosing you get, whatever packaging you get, But start small. So if I like liquids better, powders best, just because you can start small. And I know that all three of these you can get as tincture liquid. But the grapefruit seed, I will warn you, might be a little bit too bitter to try. But if you don't mind, you can get grapefruit seed extract and you can mix it in some water and put some stevia drops or cinnamon or something like that. That will disguise the taste. And if you really can't tolerate it, then certainly consider getting the capsules of it. But silver, very mild. Uva ursi is just a tincture. It's pretty mild tasting. And just build your way up. So that first session, the first 7 days or 5 days, whichever you choose to do, will be basically your build up, your ramp up. So you'll just see how your body tolerates it. So you may not get to the full dose until later, like the fifth or seventh day. But work it slow just so that you don't have the revolt going on in your gut. When you start to kill off these extra organisms, what happens is they have toxins stored in their cell walls. And when they get released, it can cause some little upset. It can maybe cause a little discomfort in the liver area, et cetera. So that's what I would recommend. If I were you, I would just get these three and I would start small, build my dose up, do 5 days on, 5 days off, or 5 days of one, 5 days of one, 5 days of one, or you can go up to 7 days, just see how you feel on them. All right. And that's what I would do for the bugs. We'll go back up. We're going to see what else might be present here. This page is actually showing really good, mostly really good, because this is the page of functional, you know, what's going on in your stool. Your pancreas seems to be good, very little fat, very little muscle, very little vegetable. So it looks like your digestion is pretty good here. Inflammation, the markers are very low. They're in the green range. So there's no indication of inflammation like an inflammatory bowel disease. So that's good. And then the secretory IgA is actually low. And a couple of things to do for that. Secretory IgA is the antibodies that live in the gut that will, they live in the mucous membrane there, and they're going to help you to support getting rid of this stuff. When you're under a lot of stress and cortisol levels go high, secretory IgA tends to go down, and then you're much more susceptible to having some of this, this problem with the gut not taking care of itself, right? So with the secretory IgA, there's a couple of things that can be helpful. Vitamin A drops you can get daily. I don't know your genes, so it's possible that you have a sluggish conversion between beta carotene, which is in the food, and vitamin A itself in the body. So getting some vitamin A, maybe a drop. I like Seeking Health brand. They have a liquid. It's 5,000 IUs per drop, and you just really have to take a drop a day. Another thing that's really good for helping build the secretory IgA is something called amla. Amla is an Ayurvedic herb. It's part of something called triphala, so you could get triphala as well. Triphala, the combo, does tend to increase gut motility. So if you have a tendency towards constipation a little bit, that could be good. If you have a tendency towards diarrhea, you may want to just get the amla separately. Okay, so I am going to wrap this up. Let me go back down and make sure I didn't miss anything else. Your short chain fatty acids look good. There's no sign of red blood cells, occult blood, anything at all like that. So the main things in summary are you have low levels of the Bifidobacter and Lactobacillus. So I recommended the custom probiotics, Bifidobacter 5 strain, along with the D-lactate free formulation, which has some of the lactobacillus in it as well. And then in order to get rid of some of these guys, this dysbiotic flora, there's the three-part formulation that we talked about, the Uva Ursi, where is it? Yeah. Uva Ursi grapefruit seeds, silver, alternating them 5 days at a time or seven, up to you, starting small, working your way up to the full dose. And then for the low secretory IgA, which was on this page here, low secretory IgA, I'm recommending maybe some vitamin A drops, 5,000 IUs a day, one drop per day, plus amla, which is an herb, an Ayurvedic herb that you can do. Okay, and those you should be able to do on a daily basis. Sometimes vitamin B1 is low, and B1 can be helpful. So we can see how you do with this and then come back to it and see if you need to add that. So that should be enough to provide some good relief with this. And although we talked about potentially there were parasites waking you up in the middle of the night, it could easily be this dysbiosis. These bugs are just, you know, creating this this sympathetic response in your gut that's causing you to wake up and causing your cortisol to go up because your body's trying to fight it off. All right. So good. I hope this helps. We'll talk to you soon.